Joseph Duffy, we're just, what, 7 days out or so from headlining in Dublin and the UFC. I suppose that the excitement's building personally for you?
Yeah, without a doubt. That's it. It's getting close to fight week now, so, you know, it's getting pretty exciting. I suppose all the hard work's pretty much done now. One last spar now tomorrow, and then it's on the plane to Ireland.
Well, what's it been like now before you come back to Ireland, Joseph? What's the reaction been like, particularly on social media, and the best wishes from the Irish people and supporters and fans that you have been building? How has that been for you over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. The support I had on social media and so on, and you know, the amount of people contacting me who's traveling to the fights as well. So, you know, it makes a huge difference on the night, and you know, it's just great to know you got to support a nation behind you.
How different has the build up and the camp been, Joseph, for this fight compared to the other ones you've had so far in UFC?
I wouldn't say it's been a hell of a lot different. There's been a few little tweaks here and there. Obviously, with it being, you know, a 5-round fight, you have to change things up slightly. But other than that, it's been pretty similar. Just working on my own game, and still trying to improve every day.
And obviously, your opponent Dustin Poirier is more experienced in the UFC than you. So have you had to change your tactics for this one, Joseph?
No, I wouldn't say I changed anything at all in that sense. Obviously, Dustin's had more fights in the UFC than me, but I feel like, you know, I've had a career that's built up to this kind of moment, really. You know, I've fought main events on other shows, and I feel that's preparing for this moment now.
What do you expect Poirier to bring to the table during the fight?
I suppose, you know, Dustin, every time he comes out to fight, he's always looking to finish. You know, he's got a high finishing rate, whether it be on the ground or on the... So I think it'll be a fast five-round fight. So that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting, Dustin to come and really go to town.
Yep. So is it your plan then that you're going to take him the distance, or would you like to finish it before the time's up on this one, Joseph?
Same as always, really. You know, I always like to get the finish. The finish puts a nice little stamp on the win. But it's one of them I'll never force the finish. You know, I want to go out there. If the opportunity arises, I'll take it. If not, you know, I'll beat him over the distance.
So then, what's the plan now for the next couple of days? Obviously, heading back to Ireland, and you'll be into, a very hectic schedule, will you, over the next number of days, will you, Joseph?
I'm assuming so. I've got a few media obligations now. Today I have to do a TV interview. And then the next few days it's got to quiet down. Last hard spar tomorrow. And, Monday we'll be heading for Dublin. So, I think once we get there on Tuesday, that's when everything's going to kick off. And, you know, I'll get my schedule and I'll know exactly what's going to be what like for the week.
And I suppose the atmosphere will be building as well next week towards this one, Joseph, because the weigh-ins will be the day or so before the fight. And if the Irish weigh-ins from previous events are to go anything by, we'll expect a super atmosphere on it.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I think over the last couple of years, how big the sport's grown in Ireland is, you know, it's incredible. And there seems to be a certain buzz around the event. So, we got the public workout, you know, which would be good. I get to interact with the fans, and then obviously the weigh-ins will kind of be the first glimpse of, you know, of all that type of stuff before the fight. So, it's exciting. Now, I always look forward to fight week. This is kind of the fun part of all the work.
And obviously the home atmosphere will be electric in the arena for the fight, because we've seen that in the past as well. And how much does a home fighter thrive of that, Joseph?
is huge. I remember even when I was fighting on Cage Warriors and my boxing events, the traveling fans, the difference it makes, how much they spur you on, especially if you've got injuries and so on. It makes such a difference. So, no doubt in Dublin, when you've got 10,000 fans screaming, it's going to make for a good atmosphere, and it's definitely going to spur me on even more.
And there's going to be a huge Donegal support. One thing having an Irish support there, but the Donegal supporters can be just as loud as any other county, and there's huge numbers going to be heading down for it, Joseph.
That's it, without a doubt. Donegal fans are always great for travelling, and I've been pretty lucky so far as well. The amount of people that's travelled up from home, to events here and across the water as well. So, it's going to be huge, and it's going to be great to have a load of travelling support as well, a lot of familiar faces.
We're going to have to mention him because, as you call it, I suppose, in the industry, talking about a trash, Conor McGregor was at it over the last couple of weeks once again, and saying that this wasn't really a home fight for Joseph Duffy, but I'm sure you're going to totally disagree with what McGregor has been saying over the last couple of weeks. This is very much a home fight for Joseph Duffy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Conor's going to say what he's going to say. Even when I was home last, the welcome I got home, when I came home last, it was unbelievable. And the amount of support I had from all the fans over the social media and everything else, and how excited they were for the fight. I know I got a nation behind me, and I'm excited to put on a show for them all.
You're going to be asked this question, I'm sure, quite a few times by national media and international media now over the next couple of days. Is Conor McGregor starting to roll here and talk up a possible fight with Joseph Duffy, do you think? Is that on the horizon?
It's possible. It's possible. Obviously, Conor doesn't open his mouth for no reason. He knows what he's doing business-wise. And I believe it's a fight he wants. Obviously, it's one of his defeats, and I'm sure it annoys him to hear it over and over again. The last person to defeat Conor McGregor and all that. So, I'm sure there's something in it, but I'm not let my attention drift away from the fact that I got Dustin Poirier on the 24th, and Touchwood get a good win, and we'll go from there.
I'm sure once again you're very much looking forward to walking out to the octagon and in front of the home fans, and I suppose it's going to be crucial, is it, in this one for you now to get a very, very good start on it, Joseph, to be out of the blocks very, very quick?
Yeah, like Dustin's a very fast starter, but for me, I just feel that there's never no panic. Like, there's never no rush. If I get a good start, I get a good start. But, I have the ability to change it around if it doesn't start well. We have five rounds, so there's no rush. Plenty of time to impose my will. A good start would be ideal. But whatever happens, I feel like I'll get my hand raised at the end of the evening.
Well, Joseph, finally, we wish you all the best of luck with the fight next week, and everything is going to happen now over the next 7 days or so, and we're all looking forward to another victory for Joseph Duffy next weekend in Dublin. All the best, Joseph.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.